Welcome to the March Current Conversations podcast. I'm Quentin Shepherd with Gloucester's Community Engagement and Public Information Department. I'm your host today. Today we're branching out from county government a little bit, and we've got Candy Fisk with us. She is president of the Chesapeake Bay Association of Realtors and also is an associate broker with Abbott Realty here in the county. And Candy's going to talk to us a little bit today about the current housing market in Gloucester and kind of what we can expect moving forward. So, Candy, this is a pretty relevant topic right now on a lot of people's minds, and we really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us today.
You bet, and we're grateful for the opportunity at CBAR to be the source of the source for your local real estate.
Thank you so much. And just to give folks a little bit of background, CBAR, tell us about the role that CBAR plays.
So CBAR is the Chesapeake Bay Rivers Association of Realtors, and we are the Middle Peninsula Board of Realtors. So if you, so each locality, for the most part, has its own board. A lot of people are familiar with VPAR, Virginia Peninsula Association of Realtors. That's pretty much on the peninsula side. And then you have HRA, which is going to be your south side real estate board. And Chesapeake Bay Rivers Association of Realtors footprint is pretty much Gloucester, Middlesex, Matthews, the Middle Peninsula. So we're your board of realtors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So Candy, tell us just kind of overall in general, what is the current real estate climate in Gloucester? Are we seeing a buyer's market, a seller's market? What kind of details can you give us on that?
So when that term is used very loosely, I just want to put that out there, buyer's market, seller's market. It could be any kinds of market. I mean, are you looking to buy, sell, rent, invest, whatever that market is? I wrote down some things I kind of wanted to touch on. A seller's market, that term is used to describe the market conditions. So when the housing demand exceeds the supply, so when the demand is high and the supply is low, you're in what's called a seller's market.
Okay.
So when we have more supply than demand, we're in a buyer's market, if that makes any sense.
It does.
A lot of investors like to buy low, sell high, that kind of thing. So as far as an investor's market, it's kind of, you know, it just really depends what that is for that person. But as far as our local area right now, we are definitely in a seller's market because the supply is really like 30 days on the market, if that, the average.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have all those stats for you too, when we dive a little bit deeper in that. Being in a seller's market, the sellers typically have the upper hand. So meaning you should be in the driver's seat to be accepting the right terms, the conditions, and the most favorable request on the offer. However, that's a loaded question because people, let's go back to the COVID market. Where things were just bananas.
Yeah.
Okay. They really, really were. You've seen a lot of stuff flying off the shelf, and you probably asked your question, how in the world did that sell for that? Well, again, supply and demand, and the interest rates were a driving factor. They were as low as 2.5%. Again, I'm not a loan officer. I'm not quoting right here, but I just, you know, from my experience during the COVID market. So now in the current market that you're in, the demand is really high. The supply is low, but what other factors do we have causing the market? Mm-hmm. It's going to be the interest rate.
Yes.
So now people are contemplating, is it really worth that?
Mm-hmm.
So the market that you're going to see, well, the market that you're currently in right now this quarter is, yes, the supply is low, the demand is high, but if your house is market ready, meaning, you know, how old are the windows? How old's the roof? How old's the HVAC? Is it in showable condition? Is it being maintained properly? Maintenance is the number one key in the market right now. So, you know, the condition is everything. So when somebody's paying a 7.7% interest rate, is all the factors there? Is it worth it to them? And so that's the kind of market you're in right now. Yes, things are still going really quickly, but you might see some things that have been on the market 12 days and you're like, what's wrong with the property?
Sure.
Well, there's nothing really wrong with the property, to be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of factors that play. The interest rates driving the market. It's trying to slow down the market, to be honest with you.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And so also this is really impacting people who are looking for rental property.
Oh man, it's a crisis throughout the United States.
Yeah,
It
so we're not
really is.
alone.
No, you're not alone at all. I mean, there's a lot of things that drive the rental market. You know, Gloucester, the Middle Peninsula area, a lot of our residents actually own their properties. And so looking for private rental right now is tough. You know, we've got a few and apartments and things like that. And I know social service helps out a great deal. And there's other things called the USDA that helps out a great deal. But the issue with the rental market is people are wanting to move. They're you know they're wanting to hold on to that interest rate, and I totally get it. And they're not wanting to do anything. And then people I personally hear like, well, I'm paying X amount of rent, and my mortgage is this. It's cheaper for me to just rent. Well, at a point in the market, especially I would say last month, maybe December, November, I mean, the interest rates were going up 7.78% for some people. Not everybody. Again, I'm not a loan officer. I'm not quoting right here. So some people, you know, they just really, it priced them out of the market. And it's priced a lot of families and a lot of people out of the market because due to the rate. And that's, you know, the lack of inventory and the rate is really driving up things. But, you know, people have to understand that once, you know, the property taxes go up, so does that owner's responsibility on that house. So of course they're going to have to increase the rate, you know. So
Exactly.
there's a lot of factors that play with the rental market. You know, we are in a community that services seven cities that I say, you know, we're so close together with Richmond and you know, the peninsula. Even there's some people in Gloucester that commute to the south side every day for employment. You have a lot of military over here.
Exactly.
And so we have, you know, we are kind of like a melting pot. You know, we should be proud about where we live. Everybody wants to come here and live. It's a great community. It really is. But you know, overall, the lack of inventory and the lack of houses is really, you know, we're really feeling it. And I've got some statistics that I pulled up. I went to a conference in Anaheim back in November, and they said that during the COVID market, that first few months of the COVID market, people kind of hunkered down and they started getting scared, and you know, rightfully so, right? But that eventually, you know, home had a whole new meaning for these people. They were working out of their home, they were teaching out of their home, they were working out of their home. Home had a whole new meaning, so they needed more out of their home. And so what happened is when interest rates were really great, that's when you started seeing people come out of their shell and, you know, buying bigger houses, more house than they needed, and et cetera, et cetera. And that kind of set it off. One good thing about our area in Virginia is we actually got to keep working. In other states in the United States, the real estate market was closed. I mean, they could not practice business. And so with that being said, you know, interest rates were really good, and then they started turning, and then people started putting their plans on hold. So here are some statistics, excuse me, that I grabbed from that conference. The last year or last 2 years, this is what happened. 7 million newborn babies have happened because everybody's hunkered down. You have 3 million new marriages, 1.5 divorces, 7 million people turning 65. So that you have an aging population. You had 4 million deaths, 4 million new jobs, and 50 people relocating to their jobs. So there's a lot of action going on in the real estate market. I
Absolutely.
typically say real estate, you know, in this market, people either move for pleasure or pain, right? So and life happens, and we can't do anything about that. So you've got people that are needing to move, and then you've got people that are wanting to upgrade their lifestyle. So we just don't have any inventory. It's coming though. I will tell you that it's coming. And I know I speak with a lot of agents over here, and they've been going to listing appointments, and they've been gearing up getting inventory ready for the spring market. So I'm really hopeful that the spring market is going to produce some more inventory. Again, I'm not here to quote rates or anything, but what I'm told from other the powers that be, they're forecasting that you may see a 5 interest rate this summer. You may. So that's
That's
hopeful. So
hopeful, yeah.
if you kind of look at the big picture, the rule of thumb is for every 1% in interest rate, it increases your payment $200. So can you imagine people that have gotten the 2%, 2.5% interest rate, and now the interest rate's 7? So that's 2, 4, 6. It's almost $1,000. You're paying $1,000 more for something.
Just the
And it's
interest.
honestly not,
Crazy.
it's not doable for a lot of people.
It's
You know what I
not.
mean?
You're right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we do have that glimmer of hope in the future. And so you mentioned about the spring market. So that spring, I assume, is probably one of the more popular times for people to put their homes on the market. And why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you that the spring in the market is and the winter market is. So
Really?
you have two mindsets with this. Yeah.
Okay.
So the spring market, we typically have a lot of PCSing. People are wanting to, their kids might be starting a different school system or they're moving over the summertime. So they're gearing up for that move. And you typically see that. History past that's people like to sell when the flowers are blooming and their house looks their best.
Yes.
But also people like to sell in the late fall around October time because in history they're not competing with a whole lot of houses contenders. So they typically sell for top dollar because they're not dealing with a whole lot of inventory. So it goes both ways. The last couple years for me, the spring market has started January 1. So yeah, I can speak for a lot of realtors. The COVID market really did us in. We're tired. We
I
did not
can
like that one
imagine.
bit, to be honest with you. We did not like that one bit. No, not at all.
I can
But
imagine that was tough.
it really was. It really was, especially when you're, up against, multiple offers and learning how to negotiate and compete with that and looking for homes that are off market, for sale by owners, thinking outside the box for sure.
Absolutely. Are you seeing, I know a lot of communities that these neighborhoods of no or limited maintenance are becoming very popular. Are we seeing that here, where people are have this desire to move into these communities that they don't have to do any outdoor maintenance and they're more amenities than the traditional
So,
residential.
Quentin, remember what I just told you? You have 7 million 65ers turning 65. Yes,
That's
there's a need for that.
absolutely,
You have your
absolutely.
empty nesters wanting to downsize. They might not need as much land. They're wanting to travel. They work remotely from home, and
Because
you have
I
a lot.
just
You have
am
a
seeing
lot.
that a lot. So just kind of as we wrap things up, Gloucester is definitely not siloed in these themes that we're seeing in the rental market. We're kind of it's
Can
very
I talk
similar.
about this real quick? Because I really
Absolutely.
want to bring awareness to scams.
Yes,
This is
please.
huge, 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 huge. Please, if you see something on Facebook, Craigslist, the marketplace, and it looks too good to be true, and people are asking you to cash app them a deposit or, handle everything through Zelle or whatever, please. Please don't fall for this scam. This is starting to heat up. People are, I get that the rental market is very slim, but please don't fall scam to this. It's starting to happen, and I hate for that to happen. If it
Very
looks too good to be true,
important.
it is. Please reach out. Your realtors over here, reach out to Chesapeake Bay River Association. The realtor community. We will be glad to help you. Just do a little bit of research, make a phone call, whatever. But the likelihood of that's their property is not their property.
Absolutely.
There's scams.
Thank you for bringing that up because I've seen that quite a few times already on Facebook. If somebody does want to turn to a website to kind of do a search for available property,
I want to drive you to CBAR,
CBAR.
CBAR.
Okay.
And so you could go on CBAR and you could search our MLS. One good thing about our website, you can go on there and search our members. You could see all of our member realtor members on here. So if you're searching for a realtor, you can go on there. You can click under the news link, and that website is CBRAR.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll
You
be
could
sure
go
to put that
under
in the description of the podcast for those of you listening so you can easily
you
click on it.
yeah you could go online and click the monthly market summary, and you could kind of see about what's going on in the market. You could click on the quarterly market, monthly one home reports. Also, if you are searching for a handyman, a painter, anything, a contractor, an affiliate, a loan officer, whatever you need, we have a find an affiliate on our website. And
Great.
so you can click on that and you can find an affiliate if you're looking for a banker, whatever you need, it's on there.
And these are
Okay.
obviously vetted through you all, and they're
They are affiliates
trustworthy.
through the Chesapeake Bay River Association of Realtors. They certainly
Great.
are.
Good. Great. Good information to know. Candy, are there any other major points that we didn't discuss that you wanted to hit on before we wrap up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that, CBAR is your trusted source. As far as other third party websites out there, that's exactly what they are. They're third party
Okay.
websites. And if you want to check out homes online, you could, vet through CBAR.com. That's going to come straight from the MLS.
Okay. Great.
And we've got professionals on there. Like I said, you can click find a realtor, info hub. The biggest thing I want to say is the monthly market updates too. So if you're interested in your community, not only is it Gloucester, but it's all the areas that we service, and it comes out like this. It's a nice report like
Okay.
this, the monthly market reports. It's very detailed. It'll
Great.
tell you pretty much everything you want to know and more.
Okay.
And more.
Great. Well, we will definitely be putting that link so you can easily find it in the description of the podcast. Candy, thank you again so much for taking some time out of your day to
Oh, you're
spend with
welcome.
us.
And Quentin, we would love to do this again to
Yeah,
bring information
absolutely.
to the community.
Most definitely. So we will be reaching out. Hopefully next time we talk, things will be looking a little bit brighter as far as interest rates.
There it's coming.
Yeah.
And again, I do want to add the interest rates, yeah, they're high. Okay. They're a little higher than you're used to. But interest rates on your credit card is 20%.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
buying so the thing, I'm not trying to, I don't want to come at like this is doom and gloom, because this is not. When you're purchasing a home, you're building your future, you're establishing equity, you're creating what's called generational wealth, all the things. Just because the interest rate might be 7%, yes, it might pull back your borrowing power, but buying that house is it's not like driving a car off the lot and it's
Yeah.
automatically going to fall. You're building equity and your future. So I do want you to encourage you to buy homes, buy land, do all the things out there, because I met this one guy, it was a few years back. He owned some property on 17 and he had an option to buy it. And he said, "Can you it's actually I'm not going to tell you where it is. It's a prime location in Gloucester." And he said at one time he had an opportunity to buy it for very, very little money. Well, he wishes he bought that little
I
piece of land now. You see what I'm
can
saying? So
imagine.
So
Crazy. Yep.
anyhow, we at CBAR and our, my fellow realtors, we definitely want to be the source of the source. Please reach
Okay.
out to all of us, any of us. We definitely want you to in our community to reach out, and because we'd rather you to get your information, correct information,
Yes.
versus
All
the
the
good
rest
old
of the stuff floating
all
around
the
out
rest of the stuff.
there. Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah, definitely, folks, please check out CBAR if you're interested in buying or selling or even just current trends in the market. That's your reputable source of
That's
information.
right.
Candy,
That's
thank you
right.
so much again. We really appreciate you spending some time with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope we can do it again.
Thank you.